When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps homebuyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/make your move. truist.com/make your move. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist is an equal housing lender.
Hi, welcome to the Nicole Adrian Show. You could have been anywhere, but you chose to be here with me. So I just want to say thank you, and I greatly appreciate you guys. Hey, you guys, welcome to the show. I'm Nicole Adrian, and we have the lovely Aunt Taylor.
What's up?
We're going to jump right into the first topic, the way that you treat him.
Most men are so simple, so the way that you treat him will always matter more than what you think you're bringing to the table, whether that be your finances, your education, your cooking or cleaning skills. None of that can compare to treating that man right. So you can lose your man to a woman with no job, no education, no cooking or cleaning skills because she's got listening skills. She knows how to speak to him kindly, softly. She initiates the sex. She shows him he is desired, and she uplifts that man on a daily basis without him asking. You understand? Why wouldn't he choose her?
Yes, this is a great, great topic. When she says that men are simple, I think that at times we can overcomplicate things as women, right? And the man can overcomplicate things as well, right? Because we have logic and we have emotion, right? The masculine is more logical and the feminine is more emotional. We both share the same, but it's more so, right? Even though a feminine woman will have some masculinity to her, she's going to be way more emotional. That makes sense, right? The man is logical, but he does still have emotions. So I think that, a lot of women, I think, feel because maybe they make a lot of money, they're super successful, which is great. Okay. That's not a bad thing. That maybe sometimes that's really what a man wants, right? Not realizing that men who are already successful and accomplished, they don't care about your money. They don't, right? Because they don't need it, right? Maybe one who struggles or he doesn't have it financially may, you know, be impressed with that from a woman. But then it's like, okay, you can kind of see what kind of man you're dealing with when you're dealing with that energy, right?
Right.
But in my experience with men who are successful and they don't need your money, what you gonna come with? Right? That you can't lead with that as a woman. You simply have to be your best self. You have to be a feminine woman, a good woman to the man. So I think that's what she's saying is that take all the accolades away, take all the money, take whatever material items away. At the core of the woman, that's what, you know, the essence of her, that's what the man really wants, you know, to be. So feel like a man, you know, when he's with that woman, she, like she said, she uplifts him. You tell him he's beautiful and he's sexy and he's appreciated, right? And you speak to him and you speak to the king in him. And so I think that that's what she's basically saying, that you can lose your man to someone that you might deem as, oh, well, this woman doesn't have all these things that another woman may have. But why did that man choose her? It's because of the way she makes him feel.
And on a basic level, she brings in the basics.
Mm-hmm.
Men just really want to be, they want to feel needed. They want to feel respected.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
I totally agree. I mean, I have nothing to say to counter her point.
Mm-hmm.
She understands men very well in that regard.
Absolutely. You so know? I thought this would be a great topic to discuss it because women, honestly, right? I've dated a lot of men. I'm 40 years old. I've had a lot of experience with men who were accomplished, men who were maybe in the middle, and men who had no money. And men who have their own money do not care. Okay. Maybe, like I said, the broke ones, yeah, they care about, well, maybe what you can do. Those are more the ones in their feminine, right? They're down their purpose. Not that I'm judging, I'm just simply saying from my experience, right? A lot of women can relate to that. A man who's not purposeful, right? you're going to be chasing behind him. A man who's purposeful, who knows, has intent of what he wants with the woman, is going to chase you. He's going to, it's a hunter. He's a hunter. You won't have to question it. He's going to come for you. No guesswork.
No doubt. No doubt to that.
Okay. So I had to learn those both hard lessons, where I've been on the side where I once chased men because I was like, oh my God, see me. I love you. Hello. And I'm like, why is I'm getting treated like this? Why? Because he simply wasn't living in his purpose, and he lacked certain things, and you know, we just weren't compatible. And I'm sitting here beating myself down, which we do, because we feel like, oh, I'm not worthy, or why doesn't he see me? He only sees what he can do, how you can benefit him, right? But with men, who you got to bring more to the table, that you have to, you know, how you talk to him, right? How you present yourself. A real man ain't going for that crap. He will be like, bye, because he knows his worth. That's the difference, right? He knows his worth to say, hey, I can get another female.
Exactly.
I walk away. So with that kind of caliber of a man, you better come with your A game. For real, because they're not going to tolerate that BS.
Yeah, I could get it. I suppose it, you know, the theory can apply both directions. Mm-hmm.
But, definitely. But we talk about men right now.
Absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. As a man, I just don't want anybody to think that I wouldn't apply it in the other way, because I would. And I do recognize it both ways. But in couples, often one person recognizes it one way and the other doesn't. And then they wonder why their man went off with somebody who they'll say, oh, he dusty or she dusty or whatever the case is. No, that person treats the person that you lost
better, right?
Yeah.
And they're giving him or her something
absolutely
that you weren't, right? And it could be something as simple as you cooking for him and that other girl didn't cook for him, or maybe you don't cook, but you're motivating to that man, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe one woman is very argumentative and the other one's very peaceful. It could be something so simple that you know, we miss. We're thinking, oh, it's this and that, but no, listen to the man. That's another thing. Listen to what he's telling you. Yeah. He's yeah. Men gonna tell you every time what they want. They tell us all the time what absolutely. They really want.
Absolutely.
So absolutely. All we have to do is listen. Like, don't assume, hey, because I feel like this is right, right? Because that's sometimes we get our emotions. We feel like you can't, because I don't know when I'm like that. Like, you can't tell me nothing when I'm in my mood. But I'm learning that listen to the man. He'll tell you. He'll tell you exactly what he needs from you.
Yeah. I think that if a man wants to be a serious man in a serious relationship with you, he will exactly do what Nicole is saying. He will tell you. You just got to be receptive to the information and understand it and process it. And the minute you're thinking that you're all that.
Come on now, dog. Come on, man.
So the minute you're thinking that you're all those things, you already lost your dude. You know what I mean? And like, a lot of people don't realize that we can lose people over the simplest things and not the biggest things.
Yep, absolutely.
I don't know what that was.
You can absolutely lose, and you're like, what happened, right? That's why communication is really key. It is to communicate and talk and listen. Learn how to listen, right? I got a bad habit of over talking sometimes, and that has been a downfall, or just not being, you know, just being one track minded at times. You got to open up your mind and just, you know, just like you want a safe space for your feelings to be heard, you also have to be a safe space for their feelings to be heard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nicole, you're very insightful. And I do have to say that you gave a brilliant and excellent description and follow up to what that young lady had said.
Hey, what's going on,
fam? Hey, man, thank you for coming through, man. Everything's good, man. How about you? Nicole, go ahead and say hi to me.
Hi, Joe. Y'all, welcome one of my bestest friends. I got both of my bestest friends right here, y'all. Right now, the wonderful Joe and Aunt Taylor, also known as Maurice.
That's it. So, ooh, Joe, Nicole going to play a clip. She going to play a clip, and we're going to chime in on it. Nicole, whenever you're ready.
Let me ask answer that question. The comment section of that video was atrocious. Okay? There's a bunch of women and men both being married in long-term relationships talking about they only have, you know what I'm saying, intimacy maybe once a month, two or three times every couple of months, or whatever the situation may be. The first thing that comes to my mind is somebody cheating. It's the first thing. Second thing is hormonal. Third thing is somebody libido has gone to the trash, right? And the fourth, but the, one of the largest things, right? Y'all don't like your partners. Y'all not in love. Okay, you don't find them attractive or you're not in love. It's either one of those two in between, but you know what I'm saying? One edges out the other. But majority of the time is you don't like that person, you don't love that person anymore, or you never did. Because a lot of y'all be getting married for stability and not really love. A lot of y'all be getting married just to have somebody to say, I'm married, but you really don't like that person. You just want to have a ring and feel like as if you have a social title over other women who are not married. Let's just leave that right there. But a lot of y'all be in relationships and marriages, living together, sharing bills, and doing all those things. But you deep down inside don't like that person. You don't love that person. Because if you're married or you guys are living together, on average, it should be like 2-3 times a week. On average, it should be 2-3 times a week, right? If y'all don't got no kids, it might be a little bit higher than that. But if you got kids, you got a real job, you're doing your thing or whatever, 2-3 times a week is probably good.
Bruh.
It's solid. But if you're doing once a month,
bruh,
or like 2-3 times every couple of months, that person's cheating on you, bruh. That person don't like you, somebody libido is not together, or fourth, most effectively, that person is cheating on you.
Come on,
especially
nah,
if it's
come
your
on,
husband.
Nah, dog.
Especially if it's your husband. Right. I'm just saying. Like, share, comment. What do you think? I know what I...
All right, all right, all right. That was a whole bunch said there, man. My goodness.
Yes, it was.
So, what you think, Joe? I mean, look, 2-3 times a week, that's a lot.
Shit. That's a lot. 2-3 times a day for me.
Oh, my God. But, I mean, I think it's a lot. But, I don't know.
That's not enough. 2-3 times a week, okay. That's all right.
I mean, shit.
I take that if that's all I can get, but I prefer it more. That's just my preference.
God dang.
Joe, what you think?
I'm kind of hearing you. I mean, I'm still stuck with the daily or the nightly situation myself. I'm thinking that, you know, I don't see no times off. Like, you know, just, you know, somebody I'm really loving and, you know, we married.
Exactly. Like, you know, let's get this, you know, shit popping every day.
I got every day and every night is a celebration. Every chance we get is a celebration.
Every chance we get. I'm with Joe on this one.
Yeah, but I mean, if you had to count it, would you be able to, would it be more than 2-3 times a week?
Definitely. I think so.
Every time the celebration? I
mean, every time we can.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would hope at least once a day. At least once a day. At least.
At least once a day.
Shit. One time every day, seven times a week.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friends are animals. I guess I'm just unlimited. I mean, I'll be on timeout, I guess.
Very, you know, animalistic, I mean? Right here, yeah. Right?
I just like to make sure I get to sleep good every night, you know. So, you know, that's what a better way to, you know, make sure, you know, we all get
to sleep. Put that ass to sleep. That's a great way to go out.
Yeah.
Look, me and Joe on the same page on this one. Sex is very necessary.
I just like sleep, so you know what I mean.
I love it,
but I sleep a lot more better just knowing my partner sitting next to me, laying next to me, satisfied.
Yeah, definitely. Good, you know? We good. I'm gonna sleep like a motherfucking baby.
That's
how we close out the day.
My partner be like,
"Really, nigga."
that's what these got. Hey, she got to understand. Hey, that's what we got in the game for. That's why we decided to make it what it is. You know what
I mean? I guess she keeping her man up at night. It ain't me. Her boyfriend side nigga is probably he probably at home thinking about how he tired from her. I don't know. But you know what I'm saying.
So I mean, I know every couple's different, but for me, two or three times a week is that's all I could take, okay, I guess I have to work it out. But if I had my way, it would be every single day, multiple times a day. But the world doesn't revolve around me, nor does it care. So, in my own fantasy world. Tonight, I'm living in a fantasy, a little nasty world. Don't don't go into my fantasy world, y'all. But could I do two or three times a week? Yeah, that's just on the very low spectrum.
That's the minimum, huh?
That's the minimum.
There you go.
But some couples don't have sex, you know, so when they say it's a loss of attraction, it could be all kind of things. A person could they could be going through something medically. They could just not feel good within their skin. It could be a combination of a lot of different things, right? It could be that they're mad at you about something that's unresolved. They are cheating on you. They're no longer attracted to you. It could be all different types of reasons why your partner may not desire you sexually. So it really just depends on what your situation is, right? Everybody's situation is different, but I prefer a very healthy sex life, and without that, I can't be with you. It just it ain't gonna work. I know me, and I need to. I'm a very sexual being, and like, if you can't keep up with me sexually, it's not gonna work out. It's just not. I'm not gonna apologize. It just won't. It won't. Okay. It just won't. Okay.
I've been so many places. I'll be dreaming. Never leave me alone. Seen so many faces.
You're so retarded, Joe. I love y'all.
Five and six and seven ain't had it. That's next week. We roll that motherfucker, man. Joe, thank you, man, for coming.
Thank you so much. We love you. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It's all good. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Hey, I know you was on your way to get some chicken, man, so enjoy it.
Oh, I want some chicken.
I'll try.
You better save me some chicken and tell Tina them I said hi.
Yeah.
All right, my man.
Well, this concludes today's show, you guys, and thank you so much for tuning in. And make sure you share this with your family and friends and people who may be interested in hearing more about some juicy topics on the Nicole Aladrian Show. We will tune in every Friday between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. San Francisco, okay, California. Peace and happy holidays. Until the next time, God bless.
When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps homebuyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/make your move. Truist.com/make your move. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist is an equal housing lender.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.